today at 2 o'clock. Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
Jalen Hurts. Oh, what about Saquon Barkley?
Jalen Hurts finally.
Why did you go so crazy?
Because he was just named like the most influential person.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with Instagram followers.
What do you see?
Saquon was on there too. Oh, you guys pivoted at the last second.
In my defense, I heard I'm traumatized from the 5-4.
I mean,
Ben did say.
Saquon final answer.
Jalen final.
Yeah, but
you got caught up in it.
Well, of course, I'm going to trust my teammate. Unlike you guys didn't trust me to place the wager
just five minutes ago. It was Kyle. Now, Mr. Final Answer, just repeating what I said.
I just trusted you. Let's be honest, you said it with so much conviction.
I wish I would have never saw that.
I'll take 10% responsibility.
I blame being up to date on all the crop culture news.
Had I not saw that,
I would have said Saquon. I thought Saquon was a hell of an answer. I did. Yeah. And then I just said, wait a minute, Jalen Hurts. Everybody thinks Jalen's sexy.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, you, KBN Nation at 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. And of course, Kay Adams spoke to Jordan Love today.
Ooh.
I thought we were going to Roger on the McAfee, but I want to hear QB1 of the Green Bay Packers. We have him on a couple of things. We're going to start with him on the idea of either playing Aaron Rodgers if he ends up with the Steelers or Vikings.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, who knows what team he's going to end up on right now. So we'll see that. I would definitely love to play A-Rod. That would be cool to, you know, obviously starting my career with him being a backup to now playing against him. That would definitely be a pretty cool experience, but we'll see where he ends up. You know, I know there's a lot of question marks around that, so I'm excited to see it for him.
Jordan, what if
that Jordan Love? Why are you clapping?
Because that's what I like to hear.
Show. Come on now.
That's what I like to hear is that, oh, I would love to play him. Ain't nobody ducking smoke. He said, I would love to play him. I started with him. I would love for the opportunity to play him and smash him and destroy him and beat him. That's the mentality I like. I told y'all, he's smooth, but he about his business.
Yeah, Will, can you play just the first 5 seconds of that again? Like the first 10 words of Jordan Love. He has a bit of energy behind his initial answer that I rarely see out of him.
Part-time Will going to work.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, who knows what team he's going to end up on right now.
Oh, even right there. Kay Adams effect.
We're going to find out. We'll have to see. Usually it's like,
she gets her guests to open up, and it's a credit to what she does.
Yeah, but I mean, that she gets the real answer. And I think for that, I mean, the political answer would be, well, you know, doesn't matter who we play, and, you know, everyone's a competition.
Oh, no. But he was like, underneath him. I don't know. I thought that was just a very standard answer. He was underneath Rodgers. He would be exciting to play against somebody that he learned from. They seemingly had a better relationship than Favre and Rodgers did.
He knows how crazy it is. We'll see where he ends up, though. I'm ready to play. I personally like it, right? He gave an answer. I mean, he wasn't like, I can't wait to defeat him. But he's like, hey, like, I look forward to that matchup. That's what I want. And I know, Brad, you played in the NFL, and Ben, you played in the Final Four. You have to have that mentality. But some people walk into the door nervous. Some people walk into the door unprepared.
He's not nervous. He's getting paid $55 million. He's been in the league for 7 years now.
I get that, but he's still hungry for more. So I want somebody who does not back down from competition, who salivates over the fact that I can have a chance to play against the guy that I was underneath, my mentor. I have a chance to beat my mentor. I love that mentality. So that's why I love me some Jordan Love.
Well, I find this next piece of audio even more interesting, because Brad was Mr. Tea Leaves when he saw Damian Lillard's peekaboo video on Instagram. And we all found out from Peter Fagan on Wisconsin's Midday News on 620 WTMJ, our sister station, that he's cleared for basketball activity. He's practicing with the team, and he's not going to play in game one, but it's very optimistic that he's moving in the right direction to play. The series price at Pottawatomie Sportsbook has been reflected as such. Brad and Kyle got their plus 165 on the Bucks. It's now around 145, 150. I fooled them in thinking I didn't place the bet. But my point is here, Brad got excited when he saw Xavier McKinney and Jair Alexander working out together. Here's what Jordan Love had to say about Jair Alexander. I don't care what you think about Jair. I think it's interesting to see what QB1 thinks about Jair.
Defensively, what's going on with Jair? When's the last time you talked to that madman?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I need to reach out to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need to have around. So, we'll see what happens.
Need twice. Not the fact that he's his guy. It seems as if, for some reason, whether your outside perspective is not a fan of Jair, internally it seems like he has teammates that support him.
They love him in the locker room. He's not an issue in that locker room whatsoever.
That's true.
But saying we need him twice is the intriguing part of this. And it plays a factor in if they're trying to move him, if they can't move him, if he doesn't take a pay cut, are the Packers willing to continue to play at his contract right now, and then you don't have to go as early as you want, or you still do, to build the back end of getting a good corner to replace him, because he's not going to be here forever, it seems. So, I feel like we need him. Would you just say, yeah, like, welcome back, Jair?
Yeah, I mean, I would. This team is significantly better with Jair, even with the injury risk. You know, for Jordan Love, when he answers a question, it goes through like a political filter, not like actual political, but like politically correct to make sure I don't make any waves. That's why I feel like the answer we got originally, but the longer you talk, the more the truth comes out, right? And he said, yeah, you just got to take care of his business. I got to reach out to him. But before you know it, you start saying more and more words, and then all of a sudden the truth comes out. The more like you let your the
He's
answer.
He's like, damn, Nixon, Hobbs, and Valentine, yeah, we need him.
Yeah, I mean, saying that we need him, we need that player on the field. We know that Goody doesn't listen to any of his players. He doesn't really care what his player says, but that's very indicative of someone who is the leader of your team. Your QB1, whether you're outspoken or not, your words carry more weight than everybody else. So this matters more than Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, anybody else. Jordan Love's words matter more. So Jordan Love saying we need Jair, that says something.
It's quite evident everybody understands what this team needs, except for Goody. I mean, everybody, listen, your top dogs have come out. First, it was Josh Jacobs who talked about the wide receivers. And then Jordan Love also made a mention of Devontae Adams and would love to play with Devontae Adams. And now you hear him talking about Jair Alexander.
One quick part I want to throw in there is Goody did not even reach out about Devontae
Adams. He did not even reach out to Devontae Adams.
Criminal.
These players understand what they need. That's why he said we need Jair, because he understands how good Jair could be. So at this point right now, I hope no team gives Goody what he wants for a trade, and Goody has to sit there and say, do I get nothing for this asset that I have, or do I just keep him? Because Goody did get on at the owners' meetings a couple of weeks ago. He said, we got to get something back for this asset. If we're going to move on from him, we got to get something back. Goody, I hope you are just going.
I love when you start looking at the camera suit. Yeah. Like
you reposition.
About to button it.
Goody, I hope you're very stubborn, because it seems like you are stubborn, but you don't get that far without being a little bit of stubborn. I hope you stand your ground. I hope you say, you know what? If I don't get the trade offer I want for him, I refuse to cut him, and I'm going to sit down with him and his agent. I'm going to say, listen, we're going to have one last dance here. You're going to come back. We're going to have you on the team, and then we'll figure something out at the end of next season. But for right now, nobody was willing to give us what we wanted. You were not willing to take a pay cut, so you're going to play your behind off this season. That's what I hope happens. I hope they get to May 30th, and they make that decision to say, you're on the roster.
I actually would rather hear now from Brad, who is in situations of contract negotiations and trying to figure out like where he fits within the team. In this situation where you've had a guy play less than 50% of the snaps in the last 3 years, is it as easy as what Kyle said?
No. And by doing that, you can already upset an already easily upsettable guy, right? And Jair Alexander. I mean, he might say, with that kind of attitude, Goody, I'm not playing for the Packers, and you better cut me or trade me because I'm not playing. You can do things like that, because it's especially with a guy like Jair, It's not like you're dealing with a guy who has a super steady hand and understands where he's coming from. I'm of the belief that Jair doesn't think he did anything wrong. He had no miscommunication. He tried to play through injury. They are at a stalemate of perspectives right now.
That's interesting. Obviously the reports are the Packers have shown frustration in his ability to play through some injuries, and clearly Jair went out and played against which game was it? The Bears game?
The Bears
came
game.
Out, and then he got hurt and left in halfway through or through the first quarter.
So I think trust has been eroded on both sides. I don't think Jair trusts them. I don't think they trust Jair. So I'm of the belief that Jair makes his team better. Way better.
That's why.
But $28 million when you don't trust one another is hard.
That's why you were like, yeah, you're going to play your behind off. Like, I don't know.
And earn the contract. Because here's the thing, what Jair has learned during this is that the Green Bay Packers negotiated a deal, but other teams that the Packers may have made a deal with said, we need you to take a pay cut. This is according to reports. And so if that is true, Jair, your value is not what you think you are. So even if you get cut, you're going to end up making less money. So you might as well get this full paycheck because, listen, if he holds out next year, guess what he don't get, Brad? You can tell him.
He doesn't get that money.
So what you going to do? You going to take this money or you going to hold out? Because right now your value is low. So you might as well go ahead and ball out. Then the Packers figure it out, cut you next year, and you go on, move on.
Yeah, well, I really look forward to having Jason Woodley at the perfect time right now, and he's coming up next. But the BOGO boys, Kyle and Brad, perk those ears up because buy one, get one. Screaming Sicilian is something to scream about. Stop at your local Pick and Save and Metro Market stores and pick up the Screaming Sicilian Originals. Buy one, get one. They have Holy Pepperoni, speaks for itself, Boss Hog, one of my OG favorite, just a classic sausage pizza with tons of toppings, great sauce, great cheese, great crust. They just do it great. You have the Bastard's Revenge, which is a ton of cheese, different cheeses layered on there, cheese galore. The Ultimate Deluxe, Supremus Maximus. Let's see if Will wants to get in on the Mambo Italiano.
Mambo!
A little bit of a different falsetto, but we'll go with it.
He's still growing up.
The BOGO is 16th through the 22nd. So we're one day in, April 16th through the 22nd. Screaming Sicilian, Pick and Save Metro Market stores. Taste what all that screaming is about. Jason Wilde joins us next. Lot to hit on with Jason. Perfect timing. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Brust and Nortman.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not leaving! I'm not leaving!
The Wolf of Wall Street was on the other day when I was flipping through channel. Great family film.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is right. You heard the man, Jason Wilde of Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. If you missed their interview with Luke Fickell, make sure you go check it out on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Jason, welcome into Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Actually, a ton of great things going on to talk about with you. Did you have a chance to listen to Jordan Love with Kay Adams?
No.
Let's cue it up, Will. This was Jordan Love talking with Kay Adams on The Kay Adams Show about Jair Alexander. Just love your takeaway after listening.
Defensively, what's going on with Jair? When's the last time you talked to that madman?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I need to reach out to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm gonna let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need to have around. So we'll see what happens.
When you talk locker room fits with these draft prospects, eight picks, like
perfect right there. Thank you, Will. Will running the show for Alex Strofe. Now, Goody at the Combine says, he doesn't really take into account what players feel, but I think it's indicative to hear that, like, I don't know, he was working out with Xavier McKinney on Instagram. Jordan Love speaks highly of Ja as his guy. Do you learn anything from that or think there's a chance that he's still going to be on this team next year?
I mean, there's still a chance, but Goody doesn't care what Jordan Love thinks. Mm-hmm. And what exactly is Jordan Love going to say? Yeah, it sounds to me like we're moving on from him, which is fine because the guy never plays anyway. And when he does play, he doesn't really tackle. Like, he's not going to say those types of things, right? Like, well, but let's be honest. First of all, I don't know Kay. She's obviously very popular. What's going on with that madman? Concise, which is better than my questions, but not, you know, unorthodox. But the bottom line is that, like, Jordan should say, you know, he's a guy we need back. He's a good guy in the locker room. He's a good teammate. Like, that's what he should say.
But he said we need him. He could have just said, hey, like, he's dealing with a contract situation, and, you know, however, we'll take him back if he wants to come back, but, you know, I'm going to let him handle that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Jordan thought that answer through or he just answered honestly. I just know that it's not going to impact whether or not if Jair Alexander stays with the Packers, it will not be because Jordan Love said on the Kay Adams show we need him. That I can guarantee you.
What will it be because it sounds like the Packers tried to trade him, but then he wouldn't take a pay cut, and we know Goody said he wants to get something for their investment back. How do you just think that this is going to end, Jason?
I think it's going to end with Jair playing for someone else and most likely being cut unless someone really decides, okay, we've got enough cap space that we're willing to take on $17 million salary and we're willing to give up a sixth or seventh round pick so we can get him on our team when you don't have to get into a bidding war for him with other teams if he's released and is a free agent. So, look, if I'm Jair Alexander, I'm refusing to take a pay cut. I'm not restructuring my contract with the Packers to make myself more tradable. And I'm going to force their hand. I have the power to basically say, look, I can tell you guys don't want me on this team. If you do, you want me at a discounted rate, I'm not going to accept a pay cut, so you're going to have to cut me, which I think is the smartest thing for him to do because he doesn't want to get traded to some – like, think about it from this perspective. If you're the Packers, A, you want to get the most you can get for him, but B, you'd like to trade him somewhere where he's not going to be a thorn in your side. Like, it's not like the Packers are going to – if the Detroit Lions called tomorrow and said – we'll give you a fifth-round pick for him. I have a hard time believing that Goody would want to do that and then have to face him twice a year. Because then if you're wrong about him and he's able to stay healthy and he's able to play at a high level, then you're the one who's got to deal with it. So I personally would be very surprised if he ends up, A, coming back to this team, and then, B, them actually finding a trade partner. If I'm Jair Alexander, I'm making it as difficult as I can so I can go play wherever I want to play.
Jason, on Tuesday, we had your co-host, Mark Tauscher, join us, as he always does on Tuesday. And we got into his discussion of asking, you know, what picks in the first round are on the table for the Green Bay Packers? And, of course, the usual suspects, wide receiver, D-line, and cornerback. But Tausch threw another one in there that sparked a debate over the last couple of days. Offensive line, that he'd be okay with it. He would even potentially applaud it. And Kyle and I would be met with, let's just put it politically, as a lot of displeasure. Nope. If the Packers...
No groupthink, because I'm not in their camp.
Yeah, we would meet that pick with displeasure because you already drafted Jordan Morgan. You signed Aaron Banks in the offseason primarily to bolster that line, and you have other needs. Meanwhile, Ben and Strofe, and we'll figure out where Will sits on this a little bit later. They're for it. They'd be totally okay with the offensive line in the first round. What team are you on, Jason? Should they stick to the three where they have true, legitimate, immediate needs, or bolster offensive line that you'd be okay with that?
I'm in the disappointed in Brad Nortman team right now.
Oh, Jason. No, he's disappointed Brad Nortman.
I thought you said the disappointment team.
No, I'm with you, Jason. Disappointed. I was like, you were in an NFL locker room. They have three guys that they have to pay after this year. It doesn't just work like that. You can just be like, all right, we're good this year. You don't have to worry about the future.
But you got a need today with the other
don't
ones,
Jason. Don't
know
how the board's going to fall, but I listen to Jason.
Yeah, Ben, I elect you my spokesman. I can't believe that a former NFL player would have this perspective. What has happened to you?
Jason, they're already good to go on O-line. They're good to go, and they have depth.
The draft is not a one-year proposition, my friend.
But if you have one-year needs, Jason.
Right, but they've got three guys that are all going into their contract years, right? Two of whom, I think they'll most likely only re-sign one, and that'll be Zach Tom.
Yeah, which is a good signing. It's smart.
On top of that, there are 2 years remaining, this year and next year, on Elgton Jenkins' deal. What do we know about Goody and third contracts?
Not he's probably regretting Kenny Clark's.
Right, and certainly regretted David Bakhtiari's. And probably doesn't want to pay Elgton Jenkins a brand new contract either. Now, maybe that'll change. Maybe, you know, we'll get to training camp and he'll have gotten an extension that adds a couple years to his deal, gets him some guaranteed money, keeps him happy, but doesn't add too much value to it that would cause them to be on the hook for a bunch of dead cap money if he were to suffer an injury or something. The offensive line, their depth there, you saw it in the playoff game, was poor. Their offense was completely short-circuited by the fact that they couldn't replace Elgton Jenkins after he left after four plays. And what if they're, you know, let's remember too, Ted went back to back with tackles, right? He went Brian Bulaga in 10 and Derek Sherrod in 11. And Derek Sherrod had a catastrophic knee injury, never panned out.
Always rough.
Luckily Brian Bulaga did. Like, you just don't know. And how many times have you heard GMs and coaches say, well, the good Lord only made so many big people? Like, I'm surprised that you would have this perspective.
But Jason, like,
it's not immediacy.
Jason, what you just brought up is very different, because you just brought up when the Packers had the luxury not to have to find some type of stud on defense, right? During that time, the Packers already had pieces on the defensive side of the football. And so there's receivers. And so there's just holes on this football team. All I'm saying is this. Is the Packers have excelled at developing offensive line talent. I understand their depth was decimated in the playoffs, and a lot of that was due to injury, because if Jordan Morgan was healthy, so then you at least have another guy that you can throw in there. But for me, when I look at this, I just don't feel like that would be a smart investment in the now for the Green Bay Packers. I do believe
the draft isn't always for now.
But the Packers, if they want to win in this window right now, there are too many holes on the defensive side of the football for them to not think about how can we put ourselves in a position to be better. The Packers are not great, right? They're not great on either side of the ball. They're a very good football team, but I feel like an offensive lineman that needs a redshirt year does not help this team elevate to a level to get closer to winning a Super Bowl.
Right, but you don't know what's going to be on the board, Kyle, at 23. You want them to reach for a guy that doesn't have a first-round grade because he plays one of the positions
My problem with reaching is the running back right now, the Detroit Lions running back, everybody said he was a reach drafted him. They said Jahmyr Gibbs was a reach. They reached up to Jahmyr. Thank you. Jahmyr Gibbs was a reach. Jahmyr Gibbs is talented. They even said the other linebacker, I think Campbell, Jack Campbell. They said he was a reach, but they got their guys and they're contributing to the football team. If you believe in your board and you believe in your guys, even if it might be a smidge of a reach, but if you believe he has talent, go and get him.
Right. I'm not saying that they shouldn't care what we think of whether it's a reach or not. I'm saying if you're Goody and you're sitting there at 23 and you've got an offensive lineman who has a very clear, high round one grade, and the guys that are all at the positions that you think, wide receiver, McMillan is gone, Abuka is gone, Golden is gone, the edge rushers are gone. Maybe Shamar Stewart is still there with his 9.99 RAS score, but 1.5 sacks last season. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't – I mean, you guys know better than this. You can't go into a draft saying, we have to get this player, and then to suggest that you have to do it in the first round because you're set at offensive line, that's just not how the draft works. It is not – a menu going into a restaurant saying, I'll take one of those, and I'll take – it's like me at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, but Jason, Goody has crafted this roster potentially making mistakes to where he is forced to have to fill
holes.
I'm
so glad you're on this show right now, Jason. This is my day yesterday.
This is just, again, the Packers thinking about the future all the time, thinking ahead, thinking about the future.
No,
it's great.
Brad, it's not. No, Brad, that's not what it is.
100%.
It is, you have to, first of all, they do. You cannot tell me that the offensive line is not a need given where they're at. Yes, they signed Aaron Banks, but if you look at that contract and you look at all these free agent contracts they do, they're basically 2 years and then we'll see. And in Banks' case, they paid a guy who does not have any sort of pelts on the wall of Pro Bowl, All Pro, any of those things. They paid him premium money, but the way they structured it, they could get out of it after a year or two if they are wrong on him. They have three guys going into their contract years. It's the same as wide receiver. They got two guys going into their contract years this year and two more going into them the following year.
A lot of guys you don't know if you want to keep, Jason. That's a problem.
Right, well, but that's a problem of how they've drafted previously.
Exactly.
So I don't know exactly how you want them to draft now when they have now put themselves in this situation. And, you know, you can say they have all these holes on defense, but they have invested four first-round picks in defensive linemen. They clearly believe that a second year in this system will mean that Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness and Devontae Wyatt will be better. That doesn't mean they're right, but I don't know if they go into this draft thinking, oh, I think the same way as those guys, we got to get a defensive guy that can really have an impact at 23. And by the way, he doesn't have to be picked at 23. Edgerrin Cooper had a huge impact last year. He was picked in the second round. Evan Williams walked in, and when he was healthy, he had some injury issues. He was a starter from pretty much day one. He clearly was better than anybody else they had as an option next to Xavier McKinney. He was a fourth-round pick. So you factor in need, but you can't go in and say, well, we have to take this edge rusher because he fills a need. And that's how you end up where they are now, with guys that you shouldn't have taken in some of those spots.
What a breath of fresh air.
Jason, I'm going to take the word of Jason Wilde over Brad Nortman and Kyle Wallace any day. Jason, we appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jason.
And look forward to talking to you on Monday and listening on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Whew. Jason Wilde, much needed. Jason Wilde knows about it. I know about it. Tausch knows about it. Brad knows about it. It's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Gina's the best. Gina Della from Pella, Joe Franco, the install team came and put in the wonderful hidden screens for the new windows that got installed in January. Energy costs have gone down. I've seen the bills myself. I get so excited to see who I'm paying less because the airflow is staying. It's going to get into the air conditioning season. I'm not going to have to use as much air conditioning because it's not going to flood right out through the windows. You name it. Heat, cold, the windows protect it and keep it in your home. It's beautiful. The hidden screens. Why I love hidden screens is because now as I'm looking around looking at houses, like, ha, they're out their exteriors. I can see those screens. You don't see them with Pella Windows and Doors when you get those hidden screens like I have. Call 855-PELLA-WI or PellaWI.com and their team will take care of you. It's a no-brainer. Wherever you're at, remodel, new home, long-term home. Want to spice it up? Gina's got you. Give them a call, 855-PELLA-WI. Or visit PellaWI.com. Special guest coming up next, Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You know, I'm still trying to get over the first segment of our show. And if you missed it, go back to the podcast on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Kyle is flexing a plus 165 odds to win the Pacers Bucks series. The Bucks plus 165.
Free game.
I got that right there.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman joined by Luis of Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. He takes care of us like nobody else. He's the absolute best. The last time he was in the studio was as a guest question asker for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? For some reason, I got 7 out of 15, and they all played me into thinking I went 15 for 15 on April Fool's Day. Luis, welcome in to Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Sí.
Oh, sí. It's a throwback.
Sí.
The question was what?
¿Quién es el entrenador than Los Golden Eagles and Marquette.
And I happened to ask Josh DiMaggio at Pottawatomie Sportsbook for the weekly wager, what would you answer to that question? He goes, I don't know what that means, but I'd say Shaka Smart. Mm-hmm. And that was the answer. And I said C, because it was Golden Eagles, and Josh used context clues of Spanish to actually give a real answer, unlike myself.
Mm-hmm.
You making amends with me or what?
So last time I said that we were giving away these cool cards, right?
I don't believe this either.
Ben, a cool card.
Is this April Fool's in Espanol today?
Notice the envelope, right?
It does say that.
We gave these cards away for 414 Day. We're all Brewers partners. Pottawatomie's Brewers partner. You know, ESPN Milwaukee
we
Brewers
sure
partner.
We sure are.
So I went to our team and I said, hey, I need one for my boy, Ben Brust, Benny Big Bucks. So that is your...
I ain't opening that.
You don't have to open it. If you want.
No, give me back.
No, me and Brad would gladly take.
Well, open it, Ben. Come on.
That is a, again.
Go
ahead and read it,
It's a card.
What is it? Go ahead and read it, Ben.
What's wrong?
It's a Brewers 414 Day Pottawatomie Rewards card.
He's trying to offer you a gift. Luis is being generous.
Yeah, what do you...
That's how you're going to...
Why?
You're going to receive a gift?
Why is everyone out to get me?
What do you mean?
I just went to urgent care. I got 3 stitches. Now I'm getting a card that says Josh Gosser.
Oh!
Who did... What? This, I'm going to launch a full investigation when I get back on that, Ben.
I'm sure you are.
Heads are going to roll. If anybody over at Pottawatomie on our team is listening right now, first thing Monday, let's please have a conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we go see Josh.
Luis
give
is
him
on
his card.
Fire.
I'll give him his card at the bachelor party.
This is unacceptable. That's not how we roll.
All right, so why are you even here?
Well, next week is the draft.
Yes,
we're all excited for the draft, right?
Yes, it is.
Goody's going to trade up to the top 15, top 10. We're getting a wide receiver.
Okay,
right?
Put that energy out in
you
the atmosphere.
You do have some decent predictions every now and again.
That Brewers one was pretty spot on
last year.
But no, if you're looking to head up to the draft, Pottawatomie's got you covered, right? You don't want to deal with parking, driving up. We don't know what traffic's going to be like, right? That's what, 200,000 people?
Yeah, it's going to be
probably
hectic.
more, I think.
Right.
The weather's looking nice, too, which is going to draw more crowd.
Real nice, and it's not going to be like a Packer game day, right, where every street's open, you can park on the street here, park there. No, this is an NFL production. They're taking over. Mm-hmm. So at Pottawatomie, we're doing $100 shuttle rides from Pottawatomie to Green Bay for the draft. $100, and we're giving you $25 right back in reward play to come
play.
So you're looking at $75. We're leaving Pottawatomie at 1 o'clock Thursday and Friday. We're leaving Green Bay at 11 p.m., so you'll get the full day's experience up there. Let us worry about the traffic, parking, all that. We're going to leave you. It's door-to-door service.
By the way, that's going to be a disaster in terms of, like, there's a zone in which you can't go in, and you guys will probably have a spot where you can drop everyone off, right, easy access, right into the draft.
And you just go enjoy that, like, awesome setting that's going to be, right, Lambeau Field next weekend. And then if you're looking for a hotel still, you know, we have hotels available. We have a hotel package, actually, for next weekend as well. So it's $600. It's good for one night, $100 reward play, $100 food and beverage certificate, and a shuttle ride for two people. So this is all for two people. You can split it amongst friends. And again, we'll get
you
to and from.
Don't blink at $600, because if you actually go look at hotel prices, they're going to say you need to stay 3 days. And
we're doing no minimums. So you can pick just Thursday night, just Friday night, just Saturday night, and you're going to get everything that's part of this. And it's for two people. So if you're splitting this, you know, it's a pretty good deal. Amongst you and a buddy.
I mean, with the 100 in food and bev, 100 in free play, you're at 400 and you're 200 a piece on the room.
And that 100 in free play, you could easily turn that into 600 and all of a sudden, you know, we paid for your experience up in Green Bay and the hotel room and everything else.
That's a tragedy play. I mean, because it's so stressful, right? We've all gone to a Packer game and tried to figure out leaving, and this is going to be like 5 times that.
Oh.
So what a stress-free option.
Yeah, no, and the great thing about this as well is that I don't think people really understand, this is legitimately a once-in-a-lifetime experience. The last time they had to draft, we talked
1934
about
1934 in Milwaukee?
1937. Come on. Put that to memory.
1939, this happened. So having that experience, because even people, as we're getting closer to buzz, it's starting to heat up, this is your chance to experience something that we all would love to see. People from across the state are going to go up there, and we have an option right here in our backyard at Pottawatomie to be able to get up there for only $100 plus.
$100 plus $25 reward play. And you know what? Our parking structure is free. So come on down. Parking our parking structure free. And if you want food and beverage to take on the bus, you can do it. No glass allowed. So if you want to bring sandwiches, burgers, whatever you want, food and beverage is allowed on the bus. So you can bring your own stuff
on
the bus.
It's
as
like,
well.
Going, like when you go to the movies.
That's right. You sneak a little bit of like food and beverage into the movie theater because, I mean, come on. First, I want my own healthy snacks. Second of all, I mean, I'm not trying to pay $14 for some popcorn.
Right? This guy didn't make any money in his career, so he's got to be really frugal.
You don't stay rich by spending it, right?
We've learned every day the depths that he'll go to protect that dollar amount. Now, Luis, you saw me yesterday at the Weekly Wager on 94.5 ESPN from 6 to 7 on Wednesdays. There was a point in time where in the first break, you came in with a wonderful beverage for me.
Yeah.
And I also opened up my backpack and I took two slips and I put them in my backpack. And the whole first segment, I told these guys I didn't place the plus 165 on the Bucks series from them. Mm. He called me a snake in the grass, a fraud, a fraud, a fraud.
Mm-hmm. I did.
The lack of trust that is within KBN is alarming right now. And
isn't
now I have
family?
It with you.
Isn't this given, a family?
Giving me this Josh Gosser card.
That, I don't
now
know who
all
did
three
that.
Of you are my enemy.
I told my people at Potawatomi, hey, I'm going to see one of the best 3-point shooters in Badger history
That's
this week.
True.
Could you please get me a card with his name on it? And they're like, we got it.
They gave you a better player.
And they thought they did. Gosser.
They thought they did Gosser. I don't know. It was either Gosser or Mike Brusiewicz, I guess.
Maybe Bronson Koenig came to mind. You know?
Strange. I don't know. I said best 3-point shooter. Maybe I should have played him that Michigan clip on a reel. And so
listen,
we'll make this right, Ben.
The Josh and I were mistaken for each other is unmatched. We started a bit now that when some people come up to us, hey, Josh, how are you? Or hey, Ben, how are you? We just pretend to be each other.
I saw it firsthand when you came out for the Badger game against BYU, and about three people were like, Josh, good to see you. And Ben was just like, nice to see you as well.
That's funny. Josh gets it too. One time, Josh was convinced by somebody else that he was Frank Kaminsky.
Come on.
I was like, no, real thing. Nice. And he pretended to be Frank Kaminsky. He's like, yeah, it was a great time with the Charlotte Hornets to start my career, playing the NBA Finals down at Five Surface, dream for me.
That guy probably had a few too many.
Yeah.
There's a big
must have.
But you love that you're still remembered, even if they don't know what you look like. You know what I'm saying?
That's 100% true. But, Luis, it's his fault why we felt that way. You understand that, right?
He duped us.
Yeah.
He said that he went to the Weekly Wager show, and he just forgot to, you know, put our $20 in and place the bet.
I forget something like that. They know me. Yeah. They know how much time I spend there.
Here's the thing. We put Ben up in our studio because those kiosks are basically, they should be Ben Brust kiosks.
No excuse.
We should put a little sign up there reserved for Ben Brust. I'm like, there is
and they thought
that
I wasn't going to. I actually told Kyle, I was like, you can't give me $10. I can't be seen putting $10 in one of those machines.
He did. If there's one thing that Ben takes serious, it's his playing at Potawatomi. I would have never doubted Ben on anything Potawatomi related.
There it is.
No bets, nothing. Ben is to be trusted.
I mean, I can say it again because I already know it because he said it, and I was like, that's ingrained in my mind. $100 for a bus ride, free parking at Potawatomi's Casino Hotel, and with the $100 for the bus ride on Thursday or Friday at 1 o'clock, you're coming back at 11, you get the full day there, you get $25 in rewards play. Hey, you're looking for a place to stay? No minimums.
No
you
minimums.
Pick the day. You can look all around the world. They're going to say, hey, we need you for 3 days. Not at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Two people get the bus ride. You get $100 of food and bev. You get $100 of free play.
Oh,
that's $400
gosh,
for two
package.
People. You split that. You can take the free play. I got some fans of Potawatomi Casino Hotel that I go with in the back of the studio. We'll put them on camera. Great people. Say hi. Wave to the camera. We spent a lot of time there together. We've turned some $100 into some of that, too. So you got a great deal. You got a great opportunity. Check out Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
Love it. Thank you guys for having us. And go up to Green Bay. Have a good time. Let us take care of all the hassle for you.
Hassle free. Is there a website? JustPaysBig.com?
Potawatomi.com for the hotel. And if you're looking for just shuttle, Potawatomi.com/sportsbook. Right in the reservations tab, you can get your shuttles right there.
Mm. There it is. Luis from Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Thank you. And you can take this back to Josh Gosser.
Thanks, guys.
There it is. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
The comments were so mean, but they also were kind of funny.
Wait, I didn't see the comments.
They said popcorn back in middle school must have been tough.
Please don't pick me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Whether you need designing a home kitchen, a dream kitchen, assembling new IKEA bedroom furniture, or just need to get all the store to your home, IKEA has a full range of planning and delivery and assembly options. How about delivery? IKEA Delivery buys you time and energy to do what you want, like set up your new purchases, or relax and enjoy the new space without having to bring it home yourself. Whether you order a new sofa, complete bedroom makeover, let IKEA do the heavy lifting with convenient or affordable delivery options. Some people, aren't as handy. How about assembly? You don't want to assemble your IKEA purchases yourself? IKEA has partnered with TaskRabbit to make sure everyday life at home is easier with connecting you to flexible and affordable ways to get your to-dos done, including furniture, assembly, along with mounting. They have it all. Been to IKEA many times. Love walking through. I stumble into something I didn't know I needed, and I'm like, ooh, that's going to be really, really nice in the home. You can do the same. Stop by IKEA Oak Creek today. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Busy first 2 hours from duping Brad and Kyle into thinking they didn't get the best price on their Bucks series plus 165 against the Pacers.
That just means, you know, I believe you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you believe that we have trust in you.
You guys aren't as good at this spin thing as I am.
I will say there was a little bit of redemption on our end, Kyle. I didn't know Luis from Potawatomi was going to pull the joke on Ben to give him a Josh Gosser Players Reward card, but what do you know?
But did you hear him? He said, Ben has a plan when he goes in there every day, and I always have a plan, and you guys know what makes me tick, and that's what's most disappointing. I thought you knew me better.
No, I
and
just,
we have some team building.
But hold on. You lied to us.
Exactly.
Yeah, but honesty is a core value.
It is a core value. You just put it in the dirt and step.
Honestly thought that you knew me better than you did.
Well, no.
How's that for honesty?
I love you, but you're known to be kind of.
I love you, but
you're known to be selfish. And I know yesterday that you.
What makes you?
What makes me selfish?
Yeah, you Mr. Perfect now.
No, we're talking about Benny Brust right now, not Kyle Walls. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that
it was so selfish of me to put in the bets at the best price before it was announced that Damian Lillard is likely back in the first round. Won't be playing game one. We're going to hit on that in the 414 hour at 4. Part-time Will, what do we grade him for the first 2 hours of the show without Alex Stroff?
I love the energy and the creativity with the poem. The
execution?
The execution with over-under is probably a B-.
Well, that
overall
was our
B-plus.
Fault. But
I got overall B-.
You dug
maybe C-plus.
You dug yourself a hole when you teamed up with Ben Brust.
Yeah.
Well, that's Kyle's opinion.
You agree with
I'm just
right
speaking
away.
From the heart.
Yeah, he's but authentic to himself.
He was going to go enter the ticket for us. So.
Damn Sports Show next in Beaver Dam. Jim, Matt, Molly, and Madison. We're Kyle, Brust, and Dortmund until 5 o'clock on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We'll be back in 2 short minutes.